Now the sole point. I wanted to ask Ion, the reference to sine and cosine and the tangent, Ion often says that, those trigonometric phrases or reference points. Can those terms, sine, cosine, and the tangent, that kind of talk and jargon, can that be applied to the soul, to the function of the soul? Ion.
Yes. Trigonometry, where does it come from? It's a Greek word. It means triangle plus metron, or measure. And it has to do with the intercept of angles within wavelengths and perspectives defined using a unit. Okay? So in that particular case, it is the only experience best used for taking something that is vibrational and applying it into, as Carolyn picked right up on, to be able to communicate in a flat two-plane or two-dimension flat linear progression.
Of the soul. It's a flat in translation of the soul function as recorder.
Do.
Okay. So you can go back and listen to the sine, cosine, tangent talk and all the archives and know Ion's including description of the soul as it's translated to a flat level with the eye. The eye factor.
Yeah. Because see, here's what the eye message, yep. You can take a picture in two spheres that are exactly the same size and put them in the context of a flat two-dimension, and one sphere looks very small and one looks huge. And if you actually measured them, they're identical. So what this has to do with when you talk about the soul application to the perspective of what you know as gauged reality includes is you can have a tiny, 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 tiny little triangle, itty, bitty, bitty, bitty little triangle, but the angle of any point of that triangle is constant. And the line segments that make up that angle go on to infinity, just like you.
Yes.
So therefore, it makes no difference the bigness or the smallness, the angle is the same. And it's the only introspect that you can use to gauge an angle. That's the value of numbers. They're just, the reason numbers are numbers is because angles are the description of the number, or the number is describing how many angles are included in that numerical value.
Right, and every human is an angle in relation to everybody else. That's why...
Well, regarding your soul perspective, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, and when the first day or so asking Ion how many entities were made up of Ion, thinking of channeling in entities, because we had the evergreen 6,500 to 7,000 entities as a reference point before, and the willows were 293,000, big numbers like that. How many were Ion? And Ion said, zillions and zillions, think of a dodecahedron, and think of every, and in the dodecahedron with 12 triangles, think of every little slight angular shift in one triangle, very tiny shift as a entity. Now, add up all the angles in the 12 triangles, you get a zillion. So it goes back to the dodecahedron. Every entity is a entity or soul is an angle, but your essence that goes to the non-physical is not an angle, is it, Ion?
Incorporeal essence.
The essence that goes to the non-physical, you're calling the incorporeal essence.
The essence that goes to the guff.
To the guff. Is an incorporeal essence? That's what you're saying, Ion? We have a word here? That is not an angle, is it?
Yes.
Okay, and you get into the ocean of the guff, that you are an angle.
Correct.
In the guff. So that means...
Well, as an individual then, are you an angle of one?
No. Multi-angles. Multi angles.
Uh-huh.
And these, all the
angles go on. Angles, just like you, go on forever.
Right. And so all this talk about non-physical and soul and number and angles is not necessary when you're ascended. You don't have these thinkings, these concepts.
Exactly.
But does it help you to go through these concepts to get there?
Well, if you don't know what dualism is, yes.
Yeah, it helps you triangulate, Carol.
Yeah.
So,
if you don't know dualism, then yes. But if you do, then It makes no difference.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say to people who have ordered and listened to all the 23 chapters of exegesis, explanation of the book of Revelation, which has never been heard by humanity before, and as it's being talked about, effects are happening. Those that have done the 22 chapters and seen the angel diagram, angel chart in chapter 23, I just want to tell you that pursue the trigonometric, geometric perspective in that, and usually you would have to do that in a private reading. You will not believe what you will learn from that. And we have people that are not pursuing that in the rewrite group. Some are, some aren't. Those that aren't pursuing that, you're missing out on a key percept of the whole process.